You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Each year, ArtSpace Aotearoa orbits one question in the company of artists and through exhibitions. In 2024, they're asking, do I need territory? As an artist-led and artist-forward organisation, they are beginning the exploration of this question from the perspective of the artist, launching their annual programme with the Aotearoa premiere of work by seminal German sculptor Charlotte Ponsonesky and leading Ngāi artist Peter Robinson. To hear about 2024 for ArtSpace and tonight's opening, I caught up with director Ruth Buchanan. Each year at ArtSpace, you orbit around a central question. It's a new year, so can you tell me about 2024 for ArtSpace?
Yeah, so as you've said, that's the way we structure our program, and it's really a way for us to, you know, create a framework to think through complexity in all sorts of different ways, but it's also intended as a helpful sort of handle, I guess, for our audiences, that when you come into the space, there's a guiding kaupapa for how you might, you know, engage with what's on show. And the question this year is, do I need territory? And we'll be exploring that through our four cornerstone exhibitions, presenting work from, you know, multiple generations, which is an important part of the work we do. We understand or believe that intergenerational programming is really essential. So ranging from deceased artists through to emerging practitioners as well. So there's lots to look forward to.
And tell me a little more about this question, do I need territory? Why have you landed on that question for this particular cultural moment in Aotearoa?
So the way we set the questions, it's about a year in advance. So we drafted Do I Need Territory in early 2023, and obviously it has taken on, you know, sharpened intensity because of the cultural moment, both here in Aotearoa in terms of the threats being made to Te Tiriti or Waitangi, also obviously the irreparable harm being done to human dignity in occupied Gaza, but many other instances which I think call the question into sharpened focus. And I guess for us, we understand necessary questions as being complex and having that capacity to hold the full scope and scope of human experience with them. So both the thought of what are our challenges that we face today here in Aotearoa, but also more broadly, but what are the things we feel like we're getting right, or what's the direction we want to go in? And I guess with the program, we'll be exploring that question from a lot of different angles, and starting specifically with our first show, really from the perspective of the artist.
Yeah, and tell me about this first show. It's opening this evening. Priorities.
We're very excited. It's an amazing pairing of Ngāi Tahu artist Peter Robinson. He's lived in Tamaki Makaurau for almost 20 years. Is really, you know, senior practitioner for us, I would say, so really significant for our ecosystem. And it's large sculptural work by him that's been paired with Charlotte Pozanenska. It's the first time Aotearoa has seen her work in the flesh, so that's really exciting for us. So she was a German artist born in 1930, deceased in 1985, worked as an artist for 10 years, sort of in that very exciting time in Europe around the 1968 uprisings, and then shortly after 1968 she actually left the art world and spent the remainder of her life working as a sociologist of labour. So there's lots to think about there in terms of where as artists you position yourself when you are dedicated to what the potential of the creative imagination is. So we're sort of celebrating that commitment to creative imagination can happen in lots of places. It can happen as inside the studio, but it can also happen as a union worker, as she became.
And what have some of the responses been like, or what has it felt like to pull the show together and start to slowly show people? You have the big opening tonight, but I imagine everything's up and ready to go. How have people been interacting with the space?
Well, it's been super exciting. I mean, certainly, as I said, for us, an honour to work with Peter and to have the chance to pair his work with such a significant sculptor on, you know, that international sort of conversation. So it's been, I think, for us and for Peter, a really beautiful experience just to see what are those resonances between, a sculptural practice, a Toi Māori artist, and how does that work when we put that in conversation with someone like Charlotta from that specific European context. And the work, it's large-scale sculpture that occupies a huge amount of the gallery. It's very playful, it's very inviting, and because of the way we're sort of, the way the scale happens, it feels like you're a kid. It's sort of got that sensation of changing up how your body relates to space. So I think it's a really invitational exhibition to spend time with. Sadly, the work is delicate, so we're not able to touch with our hands, but definitely engage in terms of how we move through the space and start to sort of draw those connections between Peter's work and the work of Posanetska.
Mm-hmm. How can listeners get to see the show?
So opening tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and then from then on just running our ordinary hours. I'm giving a tour through the show tomorrow at 2 p.m. and then later in March we're really excited to be hosting a one-day symposium, the in and the out of it. So exploring zones of the art world, and that's a Chartwell Trust project for their 50th anniversary, so that's an exciting thing for us to look forward to. There's lots of ways to engage with the work we do through online stuff as well. We've got a screening room currently showing a film by David Lamalas, reading room where we're really proud to republish a poem by Alice Tupunga Somerville for this show. We've just relaunched our volunteers program. So there's really lots of ways to connect with the work that we're doing in a way that works for a range of audience members.
That was ArtSpace Director Ruth Buchanan speaking with me about their 2024 programming and new show opening this evening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.